Welcome to Coming Up for Air, the Allies in Recovery podcast, with hosts Laurie McDougall, Kayla Solomon, and Dominique Simone Levine.
Okay, Kayla, what's our topic for today?
All right, we're going deep today, okay? The topic is intention versus perception. And the way I'm thinking about this is we all have intention about what our behavior is, what we're trying to accomplish, what we're hoping the other person understands that we're trying to do. And then in another land, there's the perception of the other person about how they perceive what we're doing, what we're saying, and what we're thinking. And that is where a lot of glitchiness, a lot of distance, a lot of the damage happens, is how the other person is perceiving you versus what your intention is. So let's just talk about this.
Okay. Yeah, I agree with you. I think this intention versus perception thing causes a lot of confusion and complication. And I see and hear it all the time. And I have been completely guilty of it for a very long time in my own life, where I really thought my intention is what was important. I didn't even consider the other person's perception. Or when I did, I got defensive about my intention.
You're like, laughing. How did you think that? Yeah.
Or, oh no, I would never, not that. No. And actually, by doing that, by getting defensive about my intention, I'm not recognizing the other person's perception.
It's interesting because when I first started doing public speaking, a similar thing happened where I actually was very worried about how I was being heard and, you know, what people were hearing that I said. And then I realized it, that the most important thing is that instead of me just getting my message out there, I had to read the audience. I had to actually be connected to them and see what was going over well and what wasn't going over well. And I realized a long time ago that it doesn't matter what I say. Like, people like, don't you understand what I'm saying? Don't you understand what I'm saying? And they just repeat themselves. And it made me realize that it's my job to communicate in a way that actually is received by the other person. And so really what we're talking about is pathways to connection. Okay, because that's what this is. You might want to like protect the person and support them and be helpful. But if it's not perceived that way, then you've basically erased all of the goodness that you're trying to do. So it's really, this is about listening in a very, very deep way to how the other person is reacting, how they're receiving you, what they're needing and what they're wanting. And we need to develop the ability to shift. Because reading somebody and knowing that you're not being received is not helpful. That's just the beginning. And then it's like, okay, so how do I change what I'm doing so that I'm being well received?
You know, to try and help our listeners understand this, whenever you hear someone say to you, I'm trying to think of an example here, but when someone says something to you like, that really hurt, or this is what you're saying to me, or this is how I'm taking it, and we respond with something to the effect of, oh, well, I didn't intend to say it that way. That doesn't help. It doesn't help the situation, because what you're focused on is your intention, not how the person perceived it. And when the person perceives something in a negative way, it's impacting them that way. And so you have to acknowledge that impact so that they know you understand, before you can kind of try and adjust. Does that make sense?
Yes. And I feel like, you know, one of the rules of our group, and I'm sure you have it in this group, in your group too, is no advice unless somebody asks you. Because what we've realized in our group is that when you give unsolicited advice, your intention is to be helpful and supportive. The actual receiver often feels criticized. This is the perfect example. I'm just trying to help you. But what happens is the other person is like hearing it as, you're doing it wrong, or you didn't think of that. How could you not think of that? Or in my personal history, I wind up translating it as, that person thinks I'm an idiot, you know, because that's what happens is we have all of our histories and our personal experiences in it, that actually impacts our perception about what we're receiving. So that's what happening with every human being is you might put something out, but how they're receiving it is based on their experience, based on their interpretation, based on how they're assuming what the message you're trying to give them is. So they're making up a whole story about what you're saying to them. And we need to know that.
I think your example is actually a perfect example. And I felt this way and I have thought this way. When my kids were younger, I have three different kids. And when I say different, I mean very different. And when my oldest was going through school, parents thought I was a great parent because she was so incredible in school. And, you know, so I was doing something wonderful. Then my son came along and he was extremely difficult and I became a pariah and he would go off and he would do something and other people would give me that unsolicited advice. You need to do this. You should ground him, or you should try this, or you should try. And I remember thinking in my mind, how do you know I didn't try that? And I learned over time that how awful that made me feel, as if I was just this blank mother sitting in the house, willy-nilly, just letting things happen, going, oh, well, you know, maybe he'll learn. It wasn't even remotely like that. And why did people think that I was mothering him different than I was mothering my two girls, right? Because I wasn't. And in fact, I had tried a lot of different things. And so now if I'm ever talking to a friend and they're frustrated with something, and things come to my mind and I want to share with them, I try really hard to recognize that piece of it. And I will say something to the effect of, hey, one, I will ask if I can share. Hey, I have some thoughts, you know, can I share with you? And I will always say, you might have always already thought of this. So, you know, just tell me to stop if you already have thought of this particular piece of it, because I have no idea where you are in your situation. And then I might share. I think people appreciate it because oftentimes the conversation will continue on and there's no kind of conflict or irritation because I'm kind of setting it up in a way of, I don't know everything.
Well, and that brings me to this other point of how to navigate this, which is, I call them disclaimers. What happens is a lot of times when we're talking to people, we say things with this very strong opinion or expression of certainty, or like these statements of fact, like you should do blah, 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 or why don't you do blah, 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 whatever. So those are like, I think of them as command statements where it's like very clear, very straightforward. And what I realized is that if you add disclaimers, which is exactly what you just said, I don't know if you've thought about this before. That's this like softening statement. I often will like, well, I'll say to my daughter, like some people have heard me say this, I know this sounds crazy, but, you know, have you thought about blah, blah, blah? Or the story I'm making up is blah, blah, blah. You know, am I crazy or am I off on this one? Or I know you've probably done this already, but this is a thought that I have. What you're doing is you're breaking down that sense of feeling attacked, because this softening words and having these disclaimers, which is having words before the thing that you're going to say, actually lets people soften to be able to hear you better, because it doesn't come as an accusation. It doesn't come as a command. It doesn't come as you should do this or else you're an idiot. You know, so the softening allows people to kind of soften themselves and open up and know that you're just actually curious about where they stand with it.
I love this particular strategy, asking permission to share, because I think to me, that's the first step in opening up the other person's mind. If I get a yes, I know they're open to what I'm saying. If I get a no, it's an indication to me that they don't want to hear anything right now. And it's not your business, Laurie. Get out of their business. They don't want to hear it. And so I do. But I think that the asking permission, I will tell all of our listeners, if you don't do anything at all, try that with everybody, not just your loved one with SUD, but everybody. Would it be okay if I share? I have a couple of thoughts I'd love to share with you. Are you open to it? Ask, are you open to it? Nope. Okay. Nope. I hear you. You don't want to hear it right now. That's fine.
Walk away.
Walk away, let it go. You don't need to share. They don't want to hear it. And really, I always tell myself, you're not the expert on their situation, Laurie, so back away. The other issue is, so when you get that yes, immediately you're opening their mind is open to what you do have to say. And then when you soften it with, you might have already thought of this. So, and I try and say things like, well, just what I said earlier, you're the expert in the situation, not me.
I like to say, this is just the thought I had, you know, and you can trash it or you could throw it out. And that's my other disclaimer is, you don't have to listen to me. You don't have to do this. It's just the thought. I just want to say it. And then, okay, I'm done. But the other thing that is related to what you're talking about, Laurie, is there's the asking for permission. And then I do this other thing, because let's face it, our loved ones often are like, I don't want to hear it. But I learned this with my daughter because she didn't want to hear a word that I said. And you've heard me say this, but I used to say to her, so I have this thought about what we were talking about the other day. And then my disclaimer would be, I know you don't want to hear it, never mind. And I would walk away. And she would come chasing me, which is the best feeling in the world, because I'm like, no, forget it. You're not interested in it. Nah, I just had this interesting thought. No, never mind. You don't want to hear it. And then you walk away, because then it goes back to what we've talked about with pursuer, avoider. Then you become the avoider, not the pursuer, if you walk away when you say that, and they come after you. Basically like you're fishing, but then you walk away from the fish and then they chase you. There's all these ways to basically allow the person, go back to the dignity of their own process, that they get to approach you, that you're giving them space to let them know whether they want to even talk to you or not, or whether they want to hear you or not. And once you do that, when they say yes, they are actually listening to you, as opposed to what most of us do much too frequently, which is just talk and then hope that some little seed goes in that got stuck in, you know, like the rafters there, and it dropped down by accident. But that's really how we do it most of the time. Like, we're talking and we're hoping, as opposed to really setting up this opportunity for the person to be interested in what we have to say.
I think there's another piece of this too that can really get garbled up and missed. And that is the emotional piece of it. And I think when someone expresses how it makes them feel, so if I'm the one who gives that unsolicited advice or say something in a particular way, and it's not intended that way, but the person is impacted in an emotional way and they express that, they express how they're feeling because of what I said, and it's not how I intended, and it's negative and it's difficult. We also have to be open to that person's emotions and let them have it. And I don't think we do. I think we often get very, that bothers us. Oh no, I didn't intend to make you feel that way. And these are the words that often come out of people's mouth. You shouldn't feel that way when I say that. And it's like, what? How can you tell anybody how they should or they shouldn't feel? They're telling you, this is how I feel. This is my feelings in this particular situation. And with what you said, this is how it's making me feel. And I have had to learn to step back with that and think about it for a minute, because it's perfectly okay for this person to have my words trigger those emotions in that particular person. And it's actually now my responsibility to say something more to the effect of, well, you know what? I see how my saying that might make you feel that way. And I'm sorry, I'll try and word it differently next time. Or, you know, it makes perfect sense that you would feel that way. And I often say this too. I know that actually my intention doesn't matter. It only matters how it impacts you. And I'm going to try and either not say something like that in the future, or I'll try and change my wording so that it doesn't impact you in that way.
Yeah. And another disclaimer is exactly what you're saying. And I would just add, I really appreciate you telling me this, because then it gives me a chance to really think about what I'm saying. And if my intention didn't come across well, I need to work on myself, because it comes back to the modeling. It's like, not about doing it right it's all the time. It's not about not making the mistakes. It's about taking full responsibility for what we're doing. And that becomes another bridge. It's like, do something, you put it, and you're like, oh, I'm so sorry. That must be so obnoxious that you thought that I meant that. And that is not my intention. I'm so sorry it came out that way. And not, how could you think that? Of course, I don't mean it that way. It's more like you really look at yourself. So the work that we're all talking about, and we do this incessantly, we talk about this incessantly, is if you're listening to this, this is about your self-growth. This is about you being more who you want to be, as opposed to the negative patterns that we develop over time, partially out of desperation, partially out of not knowing how to do it right. Partially, it's what we've learned from how we were raised. But that's okay, because we get to keep growing as long as we're on the planet. And there's no end. It's not like, oh, I got to this point and I'm healed and I'm grown and I'm full. It's like, oh, next, what else am I have to work on here?
Yeah, it's funny, but something happened this past summer between me and my oldest daughter. And I said something to her and she looked at me and she started to cry. Oh, immediately, you know, and she told me what my words, how it made her feel. And I repeated it back to her and I looked at her and I said, you know what? Intention doesn't matter. Perception does. And I'm sorry that I said something that made you feel that way. It makes total sense to me that you would feel that way. And I will work really hard to make sure that I don't make statements like this towards you again. And I can't express to you how calm she became afterwards, and that she actually thanked me. And it was like this really powerful moment between the two of us. And it could have ended up in this big argument and a lot of pain. And it didn't. It ended up pulling us together. And without a whole lot of words, you could see, oh, wow, this mom and this daughter are working on their communication and how they're impacting one another still. And I'm pushing 60, she's pushing 40. So we're still working on having a positive impact with one another. Give it a whirl, because I have to tell you how much satisfaction and comfort and how wonderful it made me feel that I was able to acknowledge this and then kind of turn it around and impact my daughter in a positive way.
Okay, so just to summarize what you just said, so what you just did is a dialogue with your daughter. So this is what you did, was use the active listening tools that we have to actually repair that moment. And so what you did was you mirrored her story, you summarized what she told you. And then what you did was you did the validation, which is what makes sense to me about your reaction without excuses. It's like, so when I did this, you felt like I meant this and that this is what I was trying to tell you. And it makes sense to me that you would feel hurt or insulted or whatever by that. And I'm really sorry. So you did this package of healing in that one moment. And that's what people want, is they want to be understood. And again, I'm, please don't use that word, because when I say understood, I mean validated. It makes sense to me, not I understand. It makes sense to me that you would have reacted that way based on what I said, not on what I meant, but what I said. So this is this going from your intention to really understanding how you're being perceived is a game changer. Because once you start really listening for it and watching for the reaction to yourself, you take your power back and you're like, oh my God, this is going south. Let me redirect myself. Let me shift this. Let me do a disclaimer. Let me step back. Let me pause. Let me check in with how the other person is doing. Once you do all those things, you're really working on this, creating a stronger bond with the other person. And really, the underlying issue that we're talking about is becoming a safe and trusted person. That's what this is about. So that it's not just, you know, this is what I want to do. It's what is actually happening that I'm doing, and how do I shift? How do I change this? How do I modify this so that I'm being more connected and helpful as opposed to what I think I'm doing? So it's really reading your audience.
Right. It's reading your audience, but it is a lot of checking in with yourself and asking yourself, what's my role in all of this? How am I participating? And then asking this other question that I think is so important. Who do I want to bring? Do I really want to be the mother that says, no, I didn't mean it that way, and you shouldn't feel that way. Or do I want to be the mom that is still making connections? And no, that's who I want to bring to the table. That is absolutely who I want to bring to the table.
And so if you could think about is showing vulnerability is your strength in this case. That's what this is about. It's showing that you can acknowledge your that it's not going well, that it did not come across, and that you're like, oh my goodness, that's not what I meant. I'm so sorry that, but it makes sense that you would think that I meant that, but I'm sorry that that's what I did. So you wind up by acknowledging your mistakes, you're actually strengthening the relationship.
Yep. The tension was just thick in the beginning, and then it just went boom. It just softened. Yeah. She actually thanked me. She actually said at the end, wow, thank you, Mom. And it was like, oh, this is one of those wonderful moments between the two of us. So,
and by the way, that's the positive reinforcement we're talking about. You know, you gave her a gift, and then she actually gave you a gift in return of like feeling more relaxed and closer and more connected. So this is a gift that you could give to your loved one and yourself, is by really, really backing yourself down and then connecting, as opposed to getting your message across.
Well, okay. So why don't you just give us a quick summary of intention versus perception?
We all have this intention of being supportive and helpful and wanting to keep our loved ones safe and help them move forward. But with how we come across is not always perceived that way by them. What this session is about is really about how to be more aware of how we're coming across, giving ourselves the tools to be able to soften the message and not be as adamant about it, being able to hear when the other person feels upset by how we're coming across, and being able to shift it so that we go back into connection and not just stand our ground, so to speak, so that we're doing this whole process of softening and really building the relationship so that things come out more clearly from us, and also in a more open way, so the person gets to receive it if they choose. And if they don't, that's their choice.
Okay, great. Thank you, Kayla. And we will talk again next week.
Thank you, Lori.
Thanks for listening. We hope this episode of Coming Up for Air spoke to you. If you're listening in today on a podcast platform that isn't the Allies member site, please take a moment to give us a 5-star rating. This helps others find the show more easily. If you have a suggestion for a new topic or a guest for the show, please reach out through the Contact Us form on alliesinrecovery.net. Special thanks to our hosts, our guests, and our production team.